Patrick Carney, welcome to KVNA. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. You and Dan Auerbach are childhood friends going back to, I think, 8 years old, growing up in Akron, Ohio. When did the idea of forming a band come along?
Well, yeah, we've known each other since 89. We first jammed when we were probably 16 or 17, 96, 97. Mm-hmm. Dan brought his guitar down to my house. I lived three or four houses down, and I had a four-track. I showed him how it worked, and we made like a little song. And we would do that like sporadically. Like maybe we get into the habit of doing that like for like 2 or 3 weeks and then not do it for a year. And then we ended up, when we were 21, Dan had a bar band called the Barn Burners, and he wanted me to record them. And I told him to come over to my house, and the other guys in his band never showed up. So we just recorded ourselves, and that became our demo. So that was the day we formed the band. It was like right before 9/11.
Oh, 2001. Yeah. Wow. Now your new studio album, your 12th album, Ohio Players, is being released Friday. We've been playing the advance single from the album with Beck, Beautiful People, Stay High. It's a fun song. We also have that cover of I Forgot to Be Your Lover out by William Bell. But what can you expect from the rest of the album? 14 tracks, is that right?
There's 14 tracks coming out on the album. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think it was hard to pick what the first song would be because, you know, I think that there's, you know, we kind of were coming at the record from an approach of like every song should feel like a single mm-hmm. in a way. And so, yeah, I think the record is pretty upbeat. It's pretty fun. I think we got ultra focused while making this record, and we spent like 120 days in the studio.
Wow.
Recording like 29 songs to get to where we are. And, you know, it started kind of presenting itself about halfway through where, you know, we were realizing that like this could either be a double album with like some of these slower songs, and or it could just be like, you know, representative of, you know, this kind of time in our band and our life that we're having, which we've been having more fun together than ever before. You know, we've been kind of prioritizing that. Like anything we do should be very thoughtful, but also really enjoyable. You know, I think once we crossed that like 20-year threshold of being a band, something clicked in my brain. It was like, what other bands have been around for 20 years? Mm. And of those, like, can you still make a great record 20 years in? And I was like, it became my goal. Like, we have to make a record that someone could argue is our best work. So that was the pressure that I put onto the tour album. You know, it's like, let's make something, this, not just anything, let's make the absolute best thing we can. So we really worked hard. I think we spent more time in the studio on this album than we did on like Brothers and El Camino and Turn Blue combined.
Wow. Yeah. And those are all great records. I mean, you put yourself under a lot of pressure to up them, to be better than them.
I don't know if we'll ever have another hit like Lonely Boy or something, but I think that this is a better record than El Camino. Yeah.
Now, you collaborated with Beck on that new track we're playing, and you've worked with Danger Mouse in the past. How did it come about with Beck working with you on this track?
Well, yeah, Beck, he's on a lot of the album. He co-wrote maybe of the 14 songs, maybe eight.
Wow.
Or nine of them.
Wow.
I mean, so Beck, the story with Beck is, of course, I'm a huge fan of Beck, and so is Dan. When Odelay came out, I was 16, and it was a real pivotal moment for me.
Yeah.
It represented, like, I could hear the Dust Brothers and Beck, like, pulling all these eclectic outsider musical reference points and making something really kind of mainstream. And I went to go see Beck on that tour when I was 16, and I actually got to meet Beck then. He's the first rock star I ever met. I met Beck again. We were opening for Sleater-Kinney in 2003 in New York City, and Beck had just performed on Saturday Night Live. And Sleater-Kinney took us to the after party, and I had a promo of Thick Freakness, and I gave it to Beck and reminded him that I met him and that I was the nephew of Ralph Carney, you know, a musician that he knew. 2 weeks later, he invited us on tour. So we opened for him on the Sea Change tour. And, you know, we hung out with him a bunch on that tour. And during that time, you know, Beck was like, we should make some music sometime. You know, we were freaking out like that could, you know, that would be amazing. And it did happen, but it took 19 years.
Wow. Well, and it turned out great. I mean, I can't wait to hear the other tracks on the album from that feature Beck. That's awesome.
We worked with Noel Gallagher on this as well on three songs. And that was, you know, also equally as exciting.
Noel Gallagher. Wow. So a little Oasis influence.
Yeah, we were thinking of people who we wanted to work with, and the first two people at the top of the list were Noel and Beck. So they ended up being basically the only collaborators outside of two producers we used for a few songs. We like Dan Automator, who co-produced Beautiful People, right. And Greg Kirsten did one of the songs on the album as well.
Now at South by Southwest a few weeks ago, they debuted a new documentary called This Is a Film About the Black Keys. What was the story behind that film?
A friend of mine approached me a couple years ago and said that, you know, he thought the story of the band could work well as a documentary. I thought about it and I realized that like there were a lot of people who don't know the history of the band. And also like our most, you know, our first big record was like 60 albums in. So I think a lot of the whole first part of our career and how we started and how we met and, you know, a lot of people don't know. And I thought this would be a really cool story to hear, especially like I was thinking about it in terms of myself. Like if I was a 15-year-old kid just getting into music, like if there's a band I liked, if I could see how it started and all the work you had to do and the fact that like, you know, we started by sending a demo to a small label and getting a record deal and then getting in a van and touring and eventually ending up headlining Coachella and playing Madison Square Garden. I saw that that could maybe be inspirational to like a kid in Akron, Ohio.
That's amazing. For those of us who weren't at South by Southwest, when are we going to be able to see it? Is it going to be in theaters or released on video or what's the schedule?
Yeah, the company that made it, I think they're trying to find a home for it, but it's not our bag. But I hope it comes out sometime soon. I think I'm hoping that it comes out in the fall sometime.
Well, I look forward to it. Now, I love your live concerts. I've seen you many times. I remember one show at Outside Lands where you came out, just you and Dan, and you played the first few songs, just the two of you, which is pretty much how you got started. And then as the show went on, you brought on more musicians until the stage was full of musicians, and it was just an incredible show. You've just announced your concert tour, and you'll be stopping in Arizona September 26th with the Head and the Heart at the Footprint Center. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10, and our listeners can register for tickets on our website, myradioplace.com. What can we expect on your tour this time?
Yeah, you know, we haven't made the set list yet, but I think the cool thing about streaming is, you know, we'll get to see like what songs on the album people are into.
Right.
But, you know, our interest is in playing hits. That's kind of what we want to play the songs that people want to hear. And so there'll be a lot of us playing songs that get played on the radio. And then we'll pull out some, we have a few covers that we've been doing lately. We've been just trying to have fun and mix it up.
Your shows are always a lot of fun, that's for sure. I found out that you are a talented mixologist. Backstage at a concert at Bottle Rock, you mixed me an amazing martini, probably the best martini I've ever had.
Yeah, I can make three drinks. I can do a martini, an old fashioned, and like a daiquiri.
That sounds great. Well, maybe I'll have to meet you backstage when you come to Arizona.
Yeah, you're always welcome. Yeah,
that's great. Well, Patrick, it sure has been a great pleasure you stopping by today, and looking forward to hearing the full album when it comes out Friday. And when you go on tour, we'll see you in September here in Arizona.
Okay, thanks for all your support.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick.
All right, have a great day.
You too.